Radio Prague News. The Justice Ministry has made public a list of judges and state attorneys who are members of the Communist Party pre-1989. President Václav Klaus has slammed doctors who are leaving their posts over low pay as utterly irresponsible. And a Czech woman who was reportedly raped in Israel last year has been asked to come forward and give evidence. The Czech Justice Ministry has made public a list of judges and state attorneys who were members of the Communist Party pre-1989. The list appeared on the ministry's webpage on Friday. A ministry spokeswoman said the decision to make the information public stemmed from a ruling of the Constitutional Court last November, according to which party membership is not sensitive information, which would fall under the privacy law. The list names 618 judges and 359 state attorneys. According to the ministry, it is incomplete. Czech President Václav Klaus on Friday slammed doctors who are leaving state hospitals over low pay as utterly irresponsible. Speaking after a meeting with Health Minister Leoš Heger, the president expressed full support for his efforts to reform the health sector, saying that the present crisis might actually facilitate the much-needed overhaul of the network of healthcare providers. Meanwhile, doctors' trade unions announced at a press conference on Friday that they were launching a second wave of the campaign "Thank You, We're Leaving," in which he expected several hundred more physicians to hand in their notice. Up till now, 3,800 out of an overall 16,000 doctors working in state hospitals have resigned. The mass exodus is expected to hit hospitals at the start of March. The health minister has asked GPs and specialists in outpatient surgeries to take on extra patients if need be until the situation has been resolved. A Czech woman who was reportedly raped in Israel last year has been asked to come forward and give evidence. The case is being investigated after an Israeli youth boasted about his conquest on the web, saying he had forced a young Czech student to have sex with him against her will. A student activist has filed criminal charges against him, saying that the description given attested to rape. However, the young woman in question apparently left the country without reporting the incident to the police. The authorities have asked her to come forward and give evidence. The case has been at the center of media attention since the story broke in December. The gradual thaw has turned many of the country's roads and pavements into ice rings and put pedestrians at risk from falling snow and icicles from rooftops. Conditions worsened sharply on Friday morning, with traffic police reporting dozens of accidents around the country. Emergency wards were reported to be bursting at the seams as doctors struggled to deal with a growing number of accidents, mainly fractures. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weekend is expected to bring mild weather, with day temperatures ranging from 3 to 8 degrees Celsius. Warnings have been issued about icy roads and possible local floods as tons of snow start to melt. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.